Folks, what's written on the city seal? Right there. God gives a reward to industry. What greater industry do we have than our maritime industry?
Making guns.
No, that's not true, Neil. You know it. From the islands, the fishermen, inland, where we build smaller boats, it extends further inland and further offshore than you think. The marine industry in all its facets is probably Rockland's largest industry. We were here with this concept because we were challenged to think a little bit bigger picture and working together to create a far better inner harbor experience for everyone. An important consideration when talking about the working waterfront is jobs. Privately owned boats bring a lot of jobs to this community. Whether it's over at O'Hara's or over at Yachting Solutions or over at Knights Marine, the boats that are built in the industrial park. All of these businesses are supported by the marine industry, and we could all benefit from an improved Rockland waterfront. The overall larger project will take a lot of work and communication that needs to continually focus on the benefits to everyone. Enhanced protection for the inner harbor, including locals and those who are making a living from the harbor. I can only imagine the outcry when the first plans for the MBNA complex were brought to a meeting such as this. No? Nobody care?
No, we thought it was nice and it was tasteful.
Well,
that's the yeah. They actually approved it.
They did now. And everybody reveres the boardwalk.
And it was
there's nothing to revere. The only thing that's truthful about it is
a ton of jobs for the year and a nice job.
So what happened if we didn't have a breakwater? And I stood up in front of you all and I said, look, a few of us have an idea. We're going to dump a few million metric tons of rock in the outer harbor. What do anybody think of that?
We would think it's great. It benefits everyone.
Wouldn't block the view? We're going to put a big house on the end of it. It's going to block half of Mount
Haven. No, I don't think it would be a problem for anyone.
Look, my point is that we all are a little bit averse to change. All of us are. All of us are. You know, we all are. And sometimes change, for a greater good, is worth some consideration. What we're presenting tonight, Neil, you seem to have a lot of ideas. Bring them. You got a better idea? We'll talk about it.
Are you asking me to speak now?
Not yet. But there is a Q&A. And you obviously are very opinionated. So let's go ahead and hear it when it's time for it. To be clear, again, the original expansion plan of the Wyoss Boat Basin has, by and large, been approved back in 2008. There's no surprises with that work and the funding that was awarded by the Boating Infrastructure Grant. That's what it was applied for. It's what it was based on. It was approved. We are excited to be part of solving the problems that some of the city management perceives, including our harbor master. If you want us to be.